You're tuned into Totally Unrelated with Jay Snyder and Adrian Cosby. Enjoy.
And we're back. I apologize for the delay in the release of this episode, guys, but it was one hell of a weekend. St. Patrick's Day, what can I say? We were at the Funny Bone. We did the pre-show release. I thought we were going to be able to get one out Saturday, but that was a heavy recovery day as well as Sunday. And for some people, St. Patrick's Day is still going on, I realize. And for some of us, my partner in crime, who shall remain nameless, Jay Snyder, is also still recovering. So we do have two releases this week to make up for last week, and another big episode this week, which we'll reveal at the end of this show, hopefully. How are you guys doing? Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day? Did you get drunk before 12 o'clock on Friday like I did? And I say drunk. I really didn't start drinking till after the show. I mean, let's be 100% honest. I had several drinks before the show, but none of them really hit me till after the show. That was much more people just walking up handing you drinks after the show. Bert was getting drinks sent up on stage. I'm going to play some clips from the show. He did this amazing thing. He doesn't do it in every city, but he did the waitstaff raffle, which I'll see if I can find some links for that or maybe just play the audio from it. We raised over $1,000 in tips and donations that we raffled off to one server. And so Bert's on stage. I got to back up. Okay. So last year, we did the Call in Sick to Work show with Bert Kreischer. I realize a lot of you guys are new to the show and don't know what I'm talking about. Bert Kreischer, the machine, one of the funniest guys in the country, doing his thing right now. If you don't know who he is, look him up. We've got links on the Totally Unrelated Facebook page. We did the show with him last year, Jay Snyder and I, and after the show, we got booked in all the Funny Bones and Improvs that are part of this chain. It was a huge experience for the both of us. And Bert came back to Columbus this year on St. Patrick's Day to do the same, you know, theoretical show, new act. But the day before the show, I get a text from my buddy Dominic in from Toledo. He's the sound guy at the Toledo Funny Bone, and I've known him ever since I started working at the Toledo Funny Bone, and partner in crime for sure, and birds of a feather. He's a runner too, and a bit of a what do you call it? I don't know what you call people like me, fitness buffs who also tear their body apart every chance they get. And anyway, he called and said, hey, he's going to be coming down, didn't want to be hanging out by himself, just wanted to see if I was going to be hanging out. I said, yeah, I'll be hanging out, I'll see you. So we get there, he's there, me and Jay get there, Jay drives in from Jackson, gets to my house around 10, we take an Uber over to the club, nobody's there yet, really, well, the audience is there, at about 11 o'clock, the bar is full, we find Dom, we take him, and we go over to the cigar bar and meet Bert. We sit down and talk with Bert for a few minutes. Then we walk back over to the club. Dominic gets a guest set, which is, you know, awesome for a guy who just wanted someone to hang out with at the show. Now he's hanging out with us in the green room. He didn't know we were going to be on the show. Any case, we're having a good old time. I have my set. I do my set. Goes great. Dominic does his set. Goes great. Jay goes up, crushes it. Bert comes up. Before Bert comes up, I tell a story.
Jay Snyder, that's the noise, boy. Are you guys having a good time so far?
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah, y'all.
Adrian.
Thank you. I realize that it seems like most of you guys came here to see somebody specific tonight.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Hey.
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 You guys know him as Bert Kreischer. Those of us that love him know him as The Machine. Now, Jay and I got to do this show last year, and it changed our lives. A lot of you guys don't know this, but this is the most important comedy club in the country for aspiring comedians. Comedians that work the Funny Bone chain all across the country have to pass through this club to get that opportunity to make a living. I got to open the show last year, and after I opened the show, the manager brought me back and booked me in every club that he had in the country, and that was... And it was an amazing experience. And the first club I got to work was the Virginia Beach Funny Bone with Bert Kreischer. And we showed up. He's like, holy shit, I didn't know you were going to be here this weekend. He said, look, I got this thing on Saturday I'm going to go to. It's at Smithfield Farms. You know Smithfield Farms? I said, yeah, they make the bacon. He said, yeah. He said, this guy came in and he brought me a big plate of bacon. And we're going to go to this party, and I don't want to get stuck there without another comedian. And I said, okay, well, yeah, let's go. He said, well, I don't have a ticket for you, so I'm going to have to call the guy and see if we can get a ticket. So I go to his hotel Saturday morning. He's calling the guy, and he's like, I got another comedian. I want to bring him to the thing. Can you get another ticket? And he's like, yeah, I can get another ticket. And he's like, I just want to let you know, the guy I'm bringing is black. We are in Virginia. But the guy on the other line is like, Bert, that's not a problem anymore. But we go, and we're hanging out, and we're drinking wine. It's a fucking great time. We're having a good time. And Bert's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. And then I'm sitting with this group of people, and I'm like, hey, this is great. Do you know Bert? And I'm like, yeah, I know Bert. And they're like, we heard he was bringing a black guy. Could the black guy not make it? Ladies and gentlemen, the man who needs no introduction, make some noise for The Machine, Bert Kreischer.
And then Bert comes up and crushes and does about an hour 30 probably. And near the end of his set, he does this waitstaff raffle. The waitstaff raffle is where he gets money, asks people from the audience, if you have any extra money, a dollar or two or whatever you got, you don't have to, break the bank or whatever, but we're going to raffle off the money, whatever we get, to one waitstaff person and see if we can change their life. So me and Jay get buckets. Dominic's filming it from the stage. And there's a line on either side of the stage of people lining. It's like, I don't know if you've ever been to one of those drag shows where people line up and they just tip the people that are lip syncing to songs, or sometimes they're really singing. Me and Jay go up in the balcony area of the club and we're collecting money. He's got a bucket, I've got a bucket. I probably collected $100, $200, $200 at least. Jay collected at least $200. And there was just money passing up. Collected $973. Okay. And we raffled that off to, I think, the longest. The person that won was, I don't want to say her name for privacy reasons, but she's been working at the Funny Bone longer than any of the other servers. So, it was kind of neat that she won. She was a lifer. And, then at the end, when they gave us the total, we didn't know how much we had raised. They counted it, and the sound guy came back up at the very end of the show and told us it was 973. And Bert was like, "Oh, we got to beat 1,000." Collected probably another $200 or $300 right there, and people couldn't wait to throw their money up. People were just like, they didn't even give it to Bert; they were giving it to the guy on his way out or whatever. Because, inspirational. The server, she came up on stage to collect the money, and she was speechless. She, some people are really good in front of a microphone under pressure or under emotional circumstances. I don't think that she was really prepared for this. I don't even know if she knew that it was really going on. But, pretty amazing. The show was great. Hung out with the people after the show. Bert sold tons of T-shirts. And it was pretty neat because it was like me, Jay, and Dom helping him sell the T-shirts. and he was just taking pictures. So at the very end of it, I handed him his phone back and a pocket full of cash. We all gave him a pocket full of cash because we were all selling his t-shirts. And it's just neat that, thankful that he trusts us. I'm sure other people have screwed him in the past on that type of thing, but I'm sure the majority of people are good people and just thankful to be on the show with him. He's a very energetic, magnetic human being with kind of an infectious energy. You know, if I could do every show, I would. There's not a lot of guys I'd like to be a designated opener for, but Bert's one of those guys that you know he just brings such an awesome audience that it's the audience I aspire to. I mean, maybe not the exact same audience, but I want my audience to be that on board with what I'm doing and my stories. So yeah, changed my life the first time, and it changed my life this time too, and in a very minor, not a minor way, a different way, just in like a growth phase sort of a way. Awesome, awesome experience. I don't even know. I'm kind of speechless just rethinking that whole day. Last year, the party went on until about 2 o'clock in the morning for me and Jay. This time, we had to separate. Jay had to go to a funeral, and so we came back to my house and drank lots of coffee and water and tried to make sure that we were in a decent shape before he left, which he was. It was a good couple hours of just sitting back and relaxing and drinking coffee. And we were in no shape to record, but rare that we would be sitting in my basement for that long without busting out a recorder of some sort. But we were pretty wrecked. And then once we weren't, it was time to go. Interesting weekend. I got to go snowboarding for the last time last week by myself, which was a long dream that I had been having to kind of, I mean, I like going skiing with other people or snowboarding with other people, but since I just started snowboarding again, I kind of felt like I needed a day to take my time, not really have anybody else's concerns in my frontal lobe. I wanted to practice some tricks. I didn't really learn anything new, but I did get jumping in a new way. You know, I less afraid of speed. You know, sometimes a big jump is easier than a small jump. I had one jump where I didn't even clear the transition of the back of the jump, and that was my smallest jump. And then I had a jump where I really came down pretty far on the hill. Like the way the jumps work is, you know, it's on the front, it's on the upward part of the transition. The key is to jump high enough that you jump over the peak of the rise and come down on the return transition. Well, I did that, but I also slammed almost as soon as I touched my tail down. Went from my board tail to my own tail, and I fell twice on my tailbone, and both times I thought I was going to shit my pants. And I didn't know that that was going to be a tailbone sensation. But both times, it only took me about 30 seconds to regain my continence, and I mean, I didn't shit my pants, so I sort of feel like victory. Victory is mine. But I had a good time. Stayed from 1:30 till 8:30, and that was a long time. I'm still feeling it. My butt hurts pretty bad. I don't know if that's from falling or from the muscles from riding, because it's only on my right butt cheek. My left butt cheek doesn't hurt at all, which is strange. Or maybe somebody was really giving me a vigorous butt massage and I just didn't notice. The weekend was great though. I hope you guys had a great weekend. We have some big plans coming up this week. I'm hopeful that we will get at least another podcast up. Let's see, what else are we going to talk about? Oh yeah, Dominic, thank you for the kind shout out on Facebook. I'm glad that you came, glad that you had a great time. It seems like your experience was very similar to my experience last year, so hopefully we can keep paying that forward every year. You know, that's kind of our stilo of the podcast, is to you know, we put other comics on. That's one of the things I think that's unique about this podcast is that it's not a booking platform. Sorry, it's not a booking platform per se, but it is when we've got spots, we'll give them away on the show, or at least make them known so that you can contact us and let us know that you're available for said spots. You may have noticed if you are a friend of mine on the book face that I am not really on the book face that much anymore. And it's been an experience, what I would call the unwinding of Facebook, where you detach your apps that you use to sign in for to Facebook. That's harder than it's harder than I thought it would be. And so what I'm actually in the process of doing is I'm not going to delete my Facebook, but it's kind of on autopilot, where I had a situation a couple years ago where somebody kind of I don't know what you would call it, went after me on Facebook and tried to not hack my account, but just write a whole bunch of horrible stuff about me and try to find all the links that came back to my Facebook through my Facebook, so like my website, my Instagram, all that stuff, and then try to get people to say horrible things about me that have never met me, based on something that I didn't do. But that's a story for another time. So what I did started doing after that was making sure that the people couldn't just, post on my wall if I didn't know who they were. There's a lot of different settings for Facebook and social media, so I just went through the basic stuff like that. Well, I increased that level of security, so basically nobody can pirate my friends from my page. Like if you're friends with me on Facebook, I believe that people can't go there and actually see who my friends are. Now, I'm not worried about getting hacked or anything. There's nothing like uber sensitive on my Facebook. There's nothing about it. The problem is that I've got only several thousand friends on there, and I probably know 500 of them personally, 600 of them well. So it was just one of those things where I want to protect my friends' identities as much as I want to protect my own. So added an extra layer of security, and but still the ability to share the podcast, or if I want to post a meme or something like that every other week or so, I still want to be able to do that. I don't want to be totally out of it. I just realized that surfing Facebook is extremely unproductive, and I also feel like I'm getting kind of an algorithm of political posts, which isn't what I want. So, yeah. Have you guys seen Amy Schumer's special? I haven't seen it. She's wearing a leather outfit. I think the special is something about the one in the leather outfit or something like that. I don't know. It's on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet, but what I'm seeing is a lot of vitriol about her act. People saying that the jokes are stolen, she's getting lazy, she has writers, this, that, and the other. And it's just, and I'm seeing this from a lot of other comics, and that's, I think, what I think the part of it for me that is the most troubling is whatever her special is, it's not really made for you. I mean, sometimes you'll see a comic special and it's everyone enjoys it. Even the comics are like, oh my God, this was amazing. This was the best thing ever. Blah, blah, blah. But there's other people that watch it that don't enjoy it, and they probably just don't say anything. But I think it becomes popular to dislike something or have an opinion about these things. And I think that's the main reason why I'm kind of trying to stay off of Facebook is it allows me to free up my mind to think about the things I choose to think about, not the things that other people are thinking about because they're popular thoughts. It's sort of like the same thing with the news. I'm not watching the news as much anymore, and a lot of people aren't watching the news as much anymore because it's a lot more, the news is supposed to be this is what's happening, but lately the news has been this is how you should feel about what's happening, and I don't need that part of the news. So I watched 60 Minutes last night, and I realized that there's still good news stories out there. There's still things that you need to know that are going on in the world, but there's not like the ability to watch CNN. CNN and Fox seem to have switched places. Well, I won't say that. Fox is still Fox, but CNN has moved to that business model, as have a lot of other news outlets. There's this one that I like to watch. It's called OAN. It is libertarian or right wing, extreme. they do like news commentary or like these like political commentaries about the Constitution in between news reports, but their news reports are very newsy. They're not, it's like NPR for right wingers in that there's no opinion in what they're reporting. They do have opinion-based shows, but mostly through the day, it's this is what happened. This is what happened. There's not a real bias in the person that's reading the news voice. They're not like, can you believe what the president did today? You know, that's not news, that's commentary. So that's the way I like my news. I like my news without an opinion attached to the report of what happened. But then as soon as they go to commercial break, they'll be like, the US Constitution, founded by the smartest man, blah, 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 blah. Jesus came down and shit. And it's just blustery. And I'm ranting, guys, because I had a rough weekend. And I will say this. I am okay, and I am actually probably in better shape than I have been in a long time. It's just been an emotional weekend. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 weeks where I don't have any booked comedy shows. I know I've got some things tentatively lined up, and I'm sure I will jump on some open mics this week, especially to talk about these things. But I am looking forward to having this time off to kind of reset my compass. I've worked every week since the beginning of the year, which is great. It's a first for me, I think. And yeah, but I need some time off to kind of recoup my stoop. I don't even know what that means. I went we had a soccer game yesterday, and that was okay. It was just like a practice game, but I enjoy that, but I realize that's coming to an end. I've got a lot of things. This might be like the last time I coach my son's team, and not yesterday, but the next two games we have or whatever. And that doesn't bring me a lot of sadness. It just kind of is like the end of an era. But I look at snowboarding as the beginning of a new era. But I really do think that soccer is something that I went from being a player of, a coach of, and now I'll just be a fan of it. And I know that'll happen for snowboarding eventually too, because I'll just be too old and wrecked, tearing my body apart and my mind and my limbs and my butt cheeks. All of this is very short. Life is short, is what I'm saying. So get out there and enjoy it. Don't blame other people for your unhappiness. You are the captain of your own ship. I certainly know what it's like to be upset with people, but the power to change your tomorrow is in your hands. And that's what I'm going to try to focus on for me is changing my tomorrow for the better, or at least changing it for the way that I want it to be, not letting it come to me and then being upset about what I'm getting. I am a very firm believer in manifesting one's own destiny. I'm going to do a couple projects this week, and not this week, but during these next 2 weeks that I'm off. One of which I'll let you guys tell me if you think it's a good idea, is I'm going to read a bedtime story podcast. I'm going to record it segments at a time. So you'll be able to download 4 or 5 segments. I'll be releasing 4 or 5 segments at one time, but each one will be its own episode. So I'll be reading a book. If you have any suggestions, it has to be in the public domain. There'll be no advertisements or anything like that. There won't be any commentary behind it. There might be a brief introduction for each segment, but other than that, it'll be mostly just me doing basically an audio book, but at what I would consider a volume and a pace that I would hope would help people be able to listen to it before they go to sleep. And sure, you'd be able to do this on YouTube or Audible or any of these other things, but let's be honest, it's not my voice. So I think for me, it's more of an exercise of doing voices, characters, and reading. I'm not the strongest reader. Let me rephrase that. I read real good like, but I actually read to myself almost at the same pace that I read out loud, which is at a storyteller's pace. And that way I can comprehend it. Sometimes, I can read much faster, but I don't comprehend it that well. So I try to slow down my reading a little bit. And we'll see how it goes, guys. We'll see how it goes. I'll do an excerpt. Once I get it going, I'll give you guys a little excerpt on this podcast so you can switch over, listen to the podcast before you go to bed at night. I know sometimes early in the, when I first started doing this podcast, people would tell me that they liked listening to the podcast because I had a soothing voice and they would listen at night before they'd go to bed. And then when Jay joined the show, we get a little turned up. And I think that some of the topics that we're talking about or some of the antics that we get into aren't necessarily bedtime related, maybe a little too giggly for somebody that's trying to fall asleep. So, like I said, this is an exercise for me, and I'm just putting it out there into the public. I'm trying to become a better storyteller, and so I feel like one of the ways to do that is to read more stories. And also get better, you know, if I can learn to tell somebody else's story, maybe I can learn to tell my own, because I feel like that's the direction I'm headed. But I could be completely wrong. I might be juggling flaming bowling pins within a year. How depressing would that be? Ugh. Burn off all my hairs. Okay, guys, I think we're going to do this as a shorty, shorts, but, thank you. Stay tuned in. Stay unrelated. We're going to keep it coming this week. The next episode's probably going to be a pretty big doozy. If you licked the podcast, please follow and subscribe and comment. If you liked that Judge Michael episode, that was intense at some points. In fact, there was some heavy editing that went on in there. There was some real amazing stories that he didn't want us to share on the air. But I think we're going to do a follow-up episode. So if you have questions, comments, concerns, or anything you want to know, send us a message on the Facebook page or on the website comment section of the Podbean app. Are you guys listening on the Podbean app? I used to use Stitcher to listen to all the podcasts, even though I always used Podbean to upload the podcast. Then I downloaded the Podbean app and was much happier with it, because I could still get all the podcasts that I listened to through it. And then it started to get funky. It wouldn't play. It would play like 10 minutes of each episode, and then it would quit. And then it wouldn't start that episode back up unless I started another podcast first. And anyway, what I did was I uninstalled it, reinstalled it, haven't had a single problem since. So I think that was my phone. So if you are listening on iTunes or Stitcher or just through the website or whatever, the Podbean app is the way that you'll get all of our latest episodes without having to do anything. You can set it to auto-download. You can just watch it. It should give you an alert, even if you don't have the app open. Now, I will say this. The fastest possible way to get the podcast when it's released is to be on the Facebook page. I'd say 99% of the time it shows up on the Facebook page before it actually shows up in the Podbean app. That being said, you would have to go to the web to listen to it that way. So when it shows up in the Podbean app, it's available on the Podbean app. If it hasn't shown up in the Podbean app yet, it's not available there yet. And I don't know why I feel like I have to say this, but sometimes we get some complaints that are very strange. And I am very thankful for every single person that listens to the podcast. But I think what happens is when you become a fan or a listener of a podcast regularly, you start to feel like you know the people. And so when they don't release the podcast on time, you are mad at them or you feel like they let you down. And in a way, I did let you down by not releasing the podcast on time last week. And I get that feeling, because I have that same feeling for the podcasts that I listen to and that I'm fans of. But over time, I've realized that's not something I should be upset with, especially for the podcasts that I listen to for free and that they are still consistent. You know what I mean? Consistency isn't necessarily the way I want it all the time. Somebody else's consistency may not be my consistency. And I'm willing to work on other people's schedules for what they do creatively. So hopefully you guys feel the same way about us. And Jay Snyder will be back later this week and play the clips. So enjoy your hips, and I'll see you with some chips and some dip. Bye.
for listening. Download more episodes from the Podbean app. Also available at iTunes and Stitcher or at totallyunrelated.com.